虹口区期末教学质量监控测试高三英语试卷 Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once.After you hear a conversation and a question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. Miss Jessica, my daughter didn't sleep well last night. Will you please give her some extra attention today?
Just relax yourself, Miss Simon. All the kids will be taken good care of here.
Question.Where does this conversation most probably take place?
2. Hello, this is Miss Anderson. There is a power cut in my house. Could you please come over and fix it?
Don't worry, madam. I'll be there in a minute.
Question. What's the probable occupation of the man?
3. Does the sign say the museum is open every day from 10 to 8?
Sorry, I haven't got my glasses.
Question. What does the woman mean? 4. Caroline, could you take the kids to the movie The Predator?
Yeah, but don't you think the movie is too violent for them?
Question. What does the woman mean?5. What do you think of the study tours? They are so popular these days.
On the one hand, they do broaden students' horizons. On the other hand, they always overcharge students.
Question. What is the woman's attitude towards study tours?
6. I'm thinking about spending my spring break skiing at the Central Mountains.You were there last year. How was it?
To be completely honest, it left a lot to be desired.
Question. What does the man imply? 7. I heard you took part in a marathon last weekend.
Yes, I really wore myself out, so I stopped halfway.
Question. Why did the man give up the marathon halfway?
8. Mrs. Williams, are you satisfied with this apartment? We can sign the apartment rental contract at your earliest convenience.
I'm sorry, but I'm afraid you have to look for another one. This one is too near the airport, and I'm worried about my sleep quality.
Question. What does the woman mean?
9.I'm terribly sorry, but your flight has been cancelled.
What? In that case, I hope you will put me up somewhere tonight.
Question. What does the man expect woman to do for him?
10. It took me only half an hour to finish the exam, but the result was terrible.
You should know that. More haste, less speed.
Question.What does the woman mean?
2. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you will be asked several questions on each of the passage and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question,Read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage. An office cleaning robot is being put through its paces by Dustman, one of Germany's largest cleaning companies. Their goal is to get it to work alongside human cleaners in large offices.Emptying beams and sweeping floors. The robot was developed by roboticist Richard Bormann and his colleagues. It is designed to do two tasks: clean the floors and empty waste paper baskets automatically. It can recognize dirt on the floor and identify waste paper baskets before its robotic arm grabs and then empties each dustbin. However, it cleans too slowly. Humans can do about 450 to 500 square meters an hour, said Bormann. The robot can only do 100 to 120 square meters an hour. Bormann is applying for a fund to work with Dustman and develop a commercial model that should be much quicker. It also needs a longer-lasting battery. The current model has only 4 hours of power, but a commercial one would need to run all night. Only big offices are suitable for this kind of robot. Humans would have to move it between small offices, which affects the profits. Other cleaning robots do exist, but they have only one function and can't navigate a building automatically.
Now, listen again, please. An office cleaning robot is being put through its paces by Dustman, one of Germany's largest cleaning companies. Their goal is to get it to work alongside human cleaners in large offices, emptying bins and sweeping floors. The robot was developed by roboticist Richard Bormann and his colleagues. It is designed to do two tasks: clean the floors and empty waste paper baskets automatically. It can recognize dirt on the floor and identify waste paper baskets before its robotic arm grabs and then empties each dustbin. However, it cleans too slowly. Humans can do about 450 to 500 square meters an hour, said Bormann. The robot can only do 100 to 120 square meters an hour. Bormann is applying for a fund to work with Dustman and develop a commercial model that should be much quicker. It also needs a longer-lasting battery. The current model has only 4 hours of power, but a commercial one would need to run all night. Only big offices are suitable for this kind of robot. Humans would have to move it between small offices, which affects the profits. Other cleaning robots do exist, but they have only one function, and can't navigate a building automatically.
Questions. 11. Which of the following best describes the new office cleaning robot?
What is Bormann and Dustman's long-term plan?
13. Which aspect of the cleaning robot needs to be further improved? 14-16 are based on the following news. Good evening. I'm Mary Smith with the news from Medical Science. Enjoying life may pay off in an unexpected way. European researchers collected data from more than 2,000 women and followed up after 10 years. Women who found life less satisfying experienced 52% more bone weakening in their later years than those who found life more satisfying. The results were independent of lifestyle, diseases, physical activities, and other health factors. Though the exact relationship is still unclear, experts say promoting good spirits in the elderly people is just as important as promoting a healthy lifestyle. The healthiest place to sit in the office is near a window. Brazilian researchers assessed 20 women in a workspace for a week. Half worked by a window, while the other half did not. By 10 p.m., the women sitting far away from a window had higher levels of the chemical linked with depression symptoms. Consider a gift card for your friend's birthday this year. New research presented at a Society for Personality and Social Psychology conference shows that when individuals are given a choice between giving and receiving a general or specific gift. Givers pride themselves on tailoring gifts to their loved ones. However, receivers prefer more general gifts, like gift cards, but don't necessarily choose cash as gifts. Related research has found that when people get cash, they feel obliged to spend it on useful items rather than treating themselves.
Now listen again, please. Good evening. I'm Mary Smith with the news from Medical Science. Enjoying life may pay off in an unexpected way. European researchers collected data from more than 2,000 women and followed up after 10 years. Women who found a life less satisfying experienced 52% more bone weakening in their later years than those who found a life more satisfying. The results were independent of lifestyle, diseases, physical activities, and other health factors. Though the exact relationship is still unclear, experts say promoting good spirits in the elderly people is just as important as promoting a healthy lifestyle. The healthiest place to sit in the office is near a window. Brazilian researchers assessed 20 women in a workplace for a week. Half walked by a window, while the other half did not. By 10 p.m., the women sitting far away from a window had a higher level of the chemical linked with depression symptoms. Consider a gift card for your friend's birthday this year. New research presented at a Society for Personality and Social Psychology conference shows that when individuals are given a choice between giving and receiving a general or specific gift, givers pride themselves on tailoring gifts to their loved ones. However, receivers prefer more general gifts, like gift cards, but don't necessarily choose cash as gifts. Related research has found that when people get cash, they feel obliged to spend it on useful items rather than treating themselves.
Questions 14. What good does enjoying life do to elderly people according to European researchers?
What does the second piece of news mainly talk about?
16. What do givers think more important while choosing a gift?
17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
I'm phoning up about this job you've advertised in this paper. This young sales manager.
Oh, yes.
I'd like to apply for it. Would you send me an application form?
No, you simply send in a written application, a letter.
Can you tell me a bit more about this job?
Well, we are really looking for someone who isn't too concerned about working fairly long hours.
What do you mean by long hours?
This is a job which does, as the advertisement says, have a travel possibility, and very often one would be away at weekends, for instance.
Oh, I thought you meant working in evenings and working overtime.
Well, it could also mean working in the evenings. But for a managerial post, we don't pay for overtime. That's for other grades.
Oh, what kind of money are you paying then?
Well, this is to be negotiated. Oh, it depends partly on your experience and education. Perhaps you can tell me briefly what that is.
I've just left school and got A-level in geography.
Oh, I see.
And it's the trouble that appeals to me. That's why I'm inquiring about a job.
Yes, I see. What sort of salary were you thinking in terms of...
Starting off, I thought it would be something of £500 a week.
Well, send in your application letter, and then we will consider your case along with all the other applicants.
All right. Many thanks. Goodbye.
Bye. Now listen again, please.
I'm phoning up about this job you've advertised in this paper. This young sales manager.
Oh, yes.
I'd like to apply for it. Would you send me an application form?
No, you simply send in a written application, a letter.
Can you tell me a bit more about this job?
Well, we are really looking for someone who isn't too concerned about working fairly long hours.
What do you mean by long hours?
This is a job which does, as the advertisement says, have travel possibility, and very often one would be away at weekends, for instance.
Oh, I thought you meant working in evenings and working overtime.
Well, it could also mean working in the evenings. But for a managerial post, we don't pay for overtime. That's for other grades.
Oh, what kind of money are you paying then?
Well, this is to be negotiated. Oh, it depends partly on your experience and education. Perhaps you can tell me briefly what that is.
I've just left school and got A-level in geography.
Oh, I see.
And it's the trouble that appeals to me. That's why I'm inquiring about a job.
Yes, I see. What sort of salary were you thinking in terms of...
Starting off, I thought it would be something of £500 a week.
Well, send in your application letter, and then we will consider your case along with all the other applicants.
All right. Many thanks. Goodbye.
Bye.
Questions. 17. What does the woman say the applicant should do first to apply for the job?
Eighteen. What kind of person is the company looking for?
19. What does the man like most about the job?
20. What does the woman say about the salary if the man is accepted by the company? That's end of listening comprehension. 听力部分到此结束，请同学们继续答题。